This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com, C-Y-M-B-I-O-T-I-K-A.com.
There was no reason for the war for independence. They could have just been like,
what are you talking about?
Listen, if England would have just acted right and been like, yo, you right. Y'all been over here about 200 some odd years. We ain't really been helping with this taxation without representation. You know what? We should let y'all go on about your business.
This
let me
is
tell you
wild.
Something. Hello, friends. Welcome to Hold Up. It's me, Dulce Sloan, correspondent for The Daily Show, one of the hosts of this here podcast. And I'm here with...
Josh Johnson, writer for The Daily Show, and the other host of this podcast.
Now, we're getting ready to wrap up the season, but before we do, we want to give y'all a highlight reel, okay? We're going to give you a highlight reel of me proving Josh wrong. You understand? Here's a clip from Chicken Soup versus Tomato Soup where Josh decides to be inclusive and then he takes things too damn far. Chicken Soup?
Mm-hmm.
You put a little crackers, and you're done. Tomato soup.
Yeah.
Tomato soup always has an accessory.
Okay,
it is an accompaniment. Tomato soup is what gave us the soup and the sandwich. Now, this I will say, when you go somewhere and they're like, soup and a sandwich is like a little combo meal, because it's a little like goofy lunch place. I went to a lunch place that did soup and a sandwich as a meal, as a lunch special. And it did not have tomato soup as an option. I was like, you're doing this wrong. You're doing this all the way wrong. You're living life wrong.
That is violence.
I don't need a minestrone and a pastrami. I don't need these enies together, okay? Mm-hmm. You need, if you're going to be soup and a sandwich, you got to have tomato soup. But also, this is my question when it comes to, because you were talking about the ways that people do chicken soup and it's too open, right?
Okay, yeah.
How do you feel about now they're starting to do more of a rustic style tomato soup? How do you feel about the rustic tomato soup? I'm talking about your big pieces of herbs, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm talking about your large chunks of tomato.
To me, just speaking for myself, it's a personal taste thing. The more rustic something gets, the more dirty it is in my mind. So the same way that you were talking about New York apartments and how sometimes there's exposed brick and blah, blah, blah. I'm actually on your side on that thing. I don't like when someone didn't finish a building and they act like they finished a building. Like,
look, the brick is exposed. I'm like, bitch, just then make it a brick wall.
That means I'm outside inside. If the brick is exposed, that means you have sold me outside and I am currently outside inside. You put walls around outside and now...
It's like when they started building those little outdoor, like we couldn't go in restaurants during COVID in New York. And they started putting those little buildings on the park and like in the street.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, this is inside, outside.
Yeah.
You're telling me that it's not safe to be
this
in there.
Barely better, you know?
But it were like, oh, but there's like open air. But then when wintertime hit, you put sides on it because it was cold and then put heaters in the bitch. So now you're just incubating COVID.
Yeah. And rats. The rats love the outdoor dining. Here's the thing. Because we have to wrap up soon, I'm just going to swing for the fences. I'm just going to say it. Any liquidy tomato, I will count as tomato soup.
So you don't mind the rustic style as long as there's still a lot of, because I've had rustic tomato soup where it's just like, bitch, this is just a bunch of chunky tomatoes and a little bit of liquid.
So yeah, I'm gonna go out on a limb right now. I don't know if this helps or hurts my point. I don't know what the audience is gonna feel, but okay. I really want to win. And so I'll say right now that tomato soup, if we're really bringing chicken noodle soup up against tomato soup, that counts everything. All right,
I'm talking marinaras. You're saying any liquid that's tomato-based
is tomato soup, all right? And
like salsa? You're counting salsa?
As tomato soup. Let's do it, okay?
So any tomato-based anything.
Tomato soup.
Ketchup.
Tomato soup.
Cocktail sauce.
Tomato soup.
Salsa.
Tomato soup.
Gazpacho.
Tomato soup.
Prego. Ragu.
Tomato soup.
Marinara sauce is tomato soup.
Tomato soup. So I'm just throwing it out there because sometimes...
So if you saw somebody...
Uh-huh.
Open a jar of ragu pasta sauce.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're saying tomato paste is...
Tomato soup.
So if someone opens a can...
Mm-hmm.
Of ragu.
Yeah.
Pasta sauce.
Okay.
Throws it in a bowl.
Yep.
Heats it up.
Mm-hmm.
Tomato soup.
Tomato soup. So.
Wild.
I am saying this because I feel like in the last episode with the Diners versus the Waffle House, what ended up happening, because I got eaten alive, by the way.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, what you mainly got eaten alive about was like you were trying to eat steak in a Waffle House. That's why you got eaten alive.
No. I got eaten alive basically because in the end, my mistake was that I didn't include every diner-like thing that was not Waffle House. So then there were even people in my comments, DMing, in my mentions, stuff like that, being like, all right, look, since Denny's and Shoney's and all this stuff isn't included, we're just talking mom and pop. I'm going to have to go Waffle House. And I'm like, damn. So basically, I did make a good point. But if I had been more inclusive, maybe people would have seen it my way. Which is why now, hey, everything is tomato soup. We're going all tomato soup, okay? I will not lose again.
And you think by saying that ketchup is tomato soup, you're going to win?
I'm just saying, what if somebody had to give up ketchup just to have tomato soup? Maybe they lead to the dark side. Maybe they'd be with me.
No one's dipping French fries in tomato soup, and no one is dipping grilled cheese in ketchup unless if you're over the age of six. So like, you can't make this choice.
I'm just saying, because here's the thing. When you talk chicken soup versus tomato soup, I'm already at a slight disadvantage because there are some cultures, like you said, that don't really do tomato soup. They definitely do chicken soup.
So everybody does chicken soup.
I have to bring more tools into the arsenal to stack up. Even I can admit that.
These are not the tools that you need. You have brought dental tools to a construction site.
Okay, you know what then? How about this?
Why are you choosing? I don't even know if this isn't even violence. I don't know what this choice even fucking is.
How about this? If y'all love chicken soup so much, no more tomatoes for anybody.
You act like I did not get whooped in the vacation staycation episode. The number of people that were trying to call me elitist, okay? Because I said, leave your fucking house. All I said was, leave your house. That's all the fuck I said. Well, you don't know how much money people have. No, I don't. And that's not the fucking point. And if you don't have the money to go on vacation, why the fuck are you talking to me? I'm not talking to you.
I will say, you made a good point for Waffle Houses. I was impressed at your Waffle House fight that you put up. Yes. But
I'm also from Atlanta. I also grew up in the city that is the location of the headquarters of Waffle House. I grew up in Norcross, Georgia. Google Waffle House. Their headquarters was around the corner from my house.
And look, you did them proud. But what ended up happening with me is I got eaten alive because I didn't open up the options. All right.
But I think you're opening them the wrong way. Like, it makes sense to include a Denny's and a diner because they're doing the same thing. To include ketchup with tomato soup.
It's just a question of consistency. Dog. It's just a question of, because there are some tomato soups where, like you said, they couldn't get the consistency right. So now you drink it a bowl of ketchup.
No, it never goes ketchup. It can be marinara.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's never ketchup. I'm worried about you. I'm worried about you. Because the thing is, you're not thinking about the logic. You're thinking about the win, okay? You're thinking about the win. You're not doing it from your heart, okay?
Look,
you're not doing this it from the heart.
If you need it open, listener, if you need it open, it's open. All right. If you don't need it open, if I sound crazy,
you don't even believe you.
Keep it.
You don't even believe you.
I believe in me.
No, Negro, you don't believe that ketchup is fucking tomato soup because you would not walk into your Christian home that you have made with your girlfriend and your dog and squeeze a bowl of Heinz ketchup.
Uh huh.
Squeeze ketchup into a bowl and heat it up with some soup and call it soup. You wouldn't do it. You wouldn't fucking do it. So don't look me. Don't look me. Am I college educated? American Christian face. Here on Al Gore's internet machine. And tell me that you even believe in the bottom of your heart. In your heart. That you've been get off this hill. Go to flatland. You have built a hill out of tomatoes and it is not working. You sound wild. The fuck do you mean? Anything tomato based is tomato soup? What? That's like saying everything pasta is spaghetti.
How about it then?
He chose violence. He chose violence. This is the wildest fucking thing I've ever heard. I can't stop cutting. Like, this man.
So.
I'm not doing this with chicken soup. Chicken soup is chicken soup, okay?
I've made my point. My defense, I rest.
Here's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone. That's what you brought me to. I had to take these choices to the king. That's what you did to me. That's what you did to me. I had to lay him at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon Josh's bad decisions because this nigga done lost his damn mind. Talking about having a hot bowl of ketchup. I'm worried about you, Josh, because if you feel like
you're losing. Don't worry about me. Don't worry about me. He got me. We're children of the same Lord, all right? He got me.
We're children of the same God. I hear you. I hear you, brother in Christ. Wow, Josh really loves being strong and wrong. You know, it must be all that grinding he's doing. After the break, you'll hear a little bit from me and Josh's debate of the best time of the year. Summer versus winter.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
traumatized from life. You know that.
His business is failing. His house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
Welcome back, y'all. I mean, this episode is more of a clip show, you know, because every good show has a clip show. It's not really about me being wrong and all this stuff of like, oh, you right and I'm wrong and all
that. But it is good that we do have clips put together. People in production have proven that you're wrong. People that listen to this podcast, edit this podcast, has gone, wow, Josh is wrong a lot. And then someone on the other side was like, you know what? Let's really find a way to express this to the people.
Well, you know what? You know what we're going to do? We're going to move on to another clip from another episode. We're going to do summer versus winter. And I was right, making sentient points.
I'm team summer because it's, you're out and about, you're seeing people. It's just the ability to, it doesn't even have to be like a big trip. Like you could go on a day trip. So you could just be in a park. Mm-hmm. You could just sit in a park and enjoy your day. You can have a couple of nibbles, you know, a couple of nibbles, maybe some bubbly, maybe some ipas, whatever you like enjoying when you're out enjoying a nice day. You can just do that. It's easier to do things in the summer. Just getting groceries is easier in the summertime. Doing laundry is easier. Just running an errand is easier in the summertime because you're not out here looking like the kid from A Christmas Story.
I understand where you're coming from because a lot of the things that you're saying make sense for you. As long as I've known you, all these things have been true. So I get why you lean towards summer, but there are just certain things that, hey, you're not having hot chocolate when it's hot out. All right.
Okay. That's a beverage. I'm talking about sitting in the park.
No. I still say there are plenty of activities that you can go do in the winter. There's a whole Winter Olympics for people that love the winter. All right?
Okay, but what about if you live somewhere that gets cold, but doesn't always snow? Like Atlanta, for instance, people do not know because somebody gave Atlanta some white people in a fucking building gave Atlanta this nickname of Hotlanta. And people think that it's hot year round, which is not true. Atlanta would get down in the teens.
I thought it was called Hotlanta because of the people.
No, that was marketing bullshit.
Wow. Okay.
Because when it came out, we all went, the fuck? We didn't vote for this. And they put it on everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And now every corny ass person I've ever met is like, so you're from Hotlanta? No, bitch, I'm not. I'm not from a marketing campaign. None of us enjoy, all of us saw it and were like, this is going to be a fucking problem. Like, no one's running around like New York, like, no New Yorker's like, yeah, I'm from the Big Apple. Like, no one's doing this. No one is doing that. I'm not running around, I'm not calling a peach state. I think for me, the things that I enjoy doing the most are during my favorite season. So, because I enjoy an aquatic activity, right? You can't be in nobody's swimming pool when it's 40 degrees outside. One, your pool is probably frozen somewhat. It's cold as shit.
Yeah.
Cold enough to kill you.
This is when it's important to have friends with indoor pools.
Yeah, sure. That's why I'm going to do a lot of hotels, like, up north. A lot of them have indoor pools.
Yeah, yeah.
Or heated pools. So it's like, I can't say this summer. Summer of 2022. I kept seeing it on, like, on Instagram. It was like, yo, this summer left like it had somewhere to be.
It did.
I thought it was just me. I looked up and was like, bitch, is this September?
Yeah, yeah.
It went by very quick. And I thought it was just your girl. But everyone else looked up and went like,
oh,
fuck, am I wearing a jacket? She flew the fucking coop. I don't know, she had bills to pay.
And she was upset before she left because those were some heat waves.
I couldn't even sit outside. It was hot. Because I was like, I love sitting outdoors. But also, I know that New York is hot wrong.
What do you mean?
I was talking to Mateo Lane about this and he completely understood. Okay, listen. So, First of all, it's building hot. It's not nature hot, right?
Okay.
So, like, I remember a couple years ago, I was supposed to do this thing called Aussie Fest, and they canceled it because of the heat. And I called my mother, who grew up in Miami, and has lived most of her adult life in the great state of Georgia, as you can see on my necklace. And so, I was like, Mommy, they canceled this comedy show because of a heat wave. She said, girl, how hot was it? 105. How hot was it? I said, Mommy, it was going to be 94 degrees. And we laughed for 10 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because in the South, we would have whole outdoor festivals, whole fucking barbecues. It'd be 94 degrees outside. Why? Because it's nature hot and we got enough watermelon out here to keep everybody alive. Okay? Sit that baby in the shade. Come get some of these ribs. We're finna have a good day. Okay?
Yeah.
We got enough cold drinks out here, enough Coke, and that is any carbonated beverage. We got enough water, we got enough Coke, we got sweet tea out here to keep everybody the fuck alive.
I remember. Right.
You grew up in Louisiana. And up here, first of all, the number of places that do not have air conditioning, because they love to call the South ignorant, but we have figured out HVAC. They want to call us all kind of backwards and barefoot and stupid or whatever, these Yankee bastards. But we have figured out how to cool a home, okay? The fact that my other apartment, I had to have a window unit as a grown adult, and I couldn't control my heat came on, which was also truly fucking disrespectful. I pay you American dollars with a comma in the bitch.
Yeah.
I got a whole apartment and my heat just come on when you say so. So now I'm just in here wearing the least amount, trying to figure out how to take my fucking skin off. Because it's hotter than a bitch in here because somebody, because, you know, Dino done turned the fucking heat on and ain't asked nobody. So I'm a summertime gal because your best family get togethers out here in the summertime, right? Also, my birthday is the ultimate summertime gig.
Yeah.
My birthday is July 4th. Wait, Josh, when's your birthday?
March 6th.
Why did I not know that?
I don't know. I don't really bring it up.
Wait a minute. Josh Jebediah Johnson. How dare?
I just let it, you know what I mean? I think that for me, I truly understand what you're saying. I'm not saying summer doesn't have a lot of amazing merits to it. My con with summer is the heat waves. And you're saying that New York is hot wrong, but isn't California having the same sort of concrete heat issue?
California, first of all, is a desert.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main thing.
Yeah, they don't have water.
Yeah, and I mean, the thing is, they put that there, which is very confusing that they even did that.
Yeah, I think at the time it was cheap land, and so then they built there.
Oh, that makes sense. I mean, it's not probably the best.
No, idea. It's not. It's not a great idea long term.
So, like, I've lived in L.A. during a heat. This is the weird thing about being in L.A. in a heat wave.
Mm-hmm.
There was one day where it was 108 degrees, and then the sun went down, and it was 70 degrees.
Yeah.
And I was like, how do you not catch your death in this bitch? Because I've been in Georgia and it's been 92 degrees at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
The sun hasn't been out for hours and it's still not in the 90s.
Yeah, but the temp has sense enough to regulate.
Right. The temp has sense enough to regulate. So like LA bounces around. Because that was a weird thing when I first moved there. I was like, okay, you know, It's 85 degrees out here. We out here looking cute. And then at nighttime, it would be 65. I was like, oh, that's why everybody in this bitch always has a jacket with them.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very confusing. And then when you get there, you're like, oh, I get it. So that's why everyone's clothes out here don't make any sense.
Yeah.
Because once the sun goes down, you don't know what the hell temperature it's going to be. But it's like your most fun activities are during the summertime. Also, and I hate separate. Oh, so you enjoy snowboarding? You enjoy tobogganing? You enjoy skiing?
It's not about snowboarding or skiing, all right? It's about having like a nice nature walk in the winter. If I'm in the woods in the winter,
cold.
When it's snowing,
are you out? It's 30 degrees outside. Go inside.
What do you mean?
It's
you
fucking freezing.
People act like you can't gear up for the winter. You could be so comfortable if you just gear up for the temperature. In a heat wave, there you can't take off the skin. You can take off everything, but you'd be naked and still hot, all right? But in winter, gear up enough and you're just comfortable.
Until you go inside somewhere and then you're sweating your life away, because that's the other thing about the wintertime. Is that
Oh, okay. All right. The other thing about the wintertime is
it's so hot indoors. Because that's the thing.
Warm. This is
no,
warm.
No, everybody's not regulating this shit right, right? So, like, I got on this sweat because, like, that's why I learned to wear winter on the outside and summer on the inside, because you'll see somebody have, like, a full thick ass, whatever, a cable knit is what the kids say. Thick ass cable knit sweater, right?
Uh-huh.
And they look cozy.
Yeah.
But now they've come inside a building.
Mm-hmm.
And the building is set to hell, right? I've been inside of bars that was too hot. When I was in Indiana over the weekend, everywhere we went inside was too warm. It was too warm. It wasn't cold enough outside for as warm as it was inside, right? And so, because the jacket that I brought was the coat that I brought a coat. I should have brought a jacket, right? In New York, you're like, okay, light jacket, coat. So it's like there's these levels where it's just like, you know, it's like, oh, I got a jacket. I got a light jacket, right? I'm running around. Ba-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, let me get a coat. Okay, now let me call North Face. Let me get Goose Down involved. Okay, I had to bring animals as reinforcement because I'm fucking freezing. I mean, you know, you've seen my coats. They're warm. They're very much warm. But so it's like you have to have so many. There's hats and scarves and boots and gloves, and then there you gotta have salt for the snow. Cause like this is the thing, I will give you this. Snow is pretty.
Mm-hmm.
The first 2 days, and then it needs to go the fuck on. Snow needs to find it. Snow needs to know. Snow doesn't know when to leave.
Snow doesn't know when to leave. Okay.
Snow right. Show up and be like, hey y'all, the first snow is very cute. It's nice. It's cute. It's quiet.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
But too much snow, shutting your fucking city down. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Remember bomb cyclone that hit New York in 2018?
Because I feel like this 2018 was not that crazy.
If it wasn't
the bomb cyclone?
Why'd they call it a bomb cyclone if it wasn't so crazy?
Because they were getting too hyped.
It was just a fucking blizzard. We already had a word for a bunch of snow showing the fuck up.
That's kind of where I was, like, I heard bomb cyclone. Even I was like, all right, this may be too much snow. Like, maybe we're in for it, right? But then it hit, and maybe it's because I lived in Chicago for a while, but it hit, and it wasn't, like, all that wild to me.
Your barometer is different. Chicago
is egregious. Like, Chicago, they called it Shiberia that one year because the lake almost froze over.
That's a big-ass lake.
It's a huge lake. And then see the sky view, you see how far out of the shoreline that it froze, and I was like, oh yes, this is actually too cold.
Is that Lake Michigan?
Let me see. I believe so.
Which lake is that? You lived there for years and don't know?
I wasn't really paying attention.
Negro!
Let me see. One second. Hold on. I can look it up in a moment. Not a huge deal. Nobody freak out.
No one's freaking out. I'm just saying.
Everybody
you should know.
Calm down.
Yeah, that's Lake Michigan.
Yeah, Lake Michigan. Yeah.
Why do you not know that?
Because, you know, it's a great lake, so I would just say the Great Lake.
The you would just nearest. Not pick the lake?
I just would pick the lake. I'd be like, you know, a Great Lake right over there.
Because there's Lake Michigan, there's Erie, there's Huron. What the fuck is the Superior?
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is, you know, being just a little full of yourself. What's this other bitch called? Ontario.
You've never met him. You never met him. Maybe it is Superior.
Maybe it is. Maybe it ain't. I don't know. I don't work here. What I'm saying is, Chicago is the fact that you even survive. Like one of my friends, who's a thin man.
Uh-huh.
Moved to Chicago a couple years ago, and I was really worried about him. I was like, you're going to have to get ankle weights. He was like, why? I said, because the wind has a name. You're going to get blown down the street like tumbleweed.
So
you're Nigerian. You're not made for this. You're not made for that. We're not even supposed to be here. Like, you know the joke that I have on my half hour where I talk about, like, black people, we're not supposed to be here?
Mm-hmm.
Cause we're not supposed to fucking be here, bro. This ain't snow hair. That's why I don't trust these Yankee niggas because they be out here like, yo, I fuck with snow. Oh, wow, wow. Like, no. Just to get your jeans, nigga. This doesn't make no sense.
It does.
You can't
make
trust
sense,
these
though.
Yankees. You cannot trust these snow niggas. You can't.
Snow is beautiful.
For 2 days. And then it shuts your snow is great. And then you know what happens in New York? This is what happens in New York. You just watch the layers of snow and just the amount of dog shit that shows up and all this other, like you're just watching trash show up is what happens when snow melts in New York. Okay. Dirty snow, yellow, just ice, just the snow. Like that's why I was so, when that bomb cyclone hit, I was like, this is a blizzard. Why are we not calling this a blizzard? This is just a bunch of fucking snow. Yes. I'm fully aware. That summertime, maybe the time of the hurricane. I'm aware.
Mm-hmm.
Hurricane season starts in August. And runs until about what? October, November?
Look.
So technically fall.
It could be fall's fault. I'm not stressing that summer is hurricane season or anything. All I'm saying is that the heat wave, I'd be interested in what kills more people. Is it the heat wave or is it the potential blizzards? You know,
I can tell you that in a lot of states, you are not allowed to cut people's gas or power off in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny. I used to work for this power company in Florida years ago, and there was a big freeze that happened in Florida. Remember the year we didn't have any tomatoes? Like every like fast food place is like, we ain't got no tomatoes. There's a big freeze in Florida. The price of oranges shot up and the price of and tomatoes were fucking gone. The price of oranges shot the fuck up because it was a huge freeze in Florida. And like the last time there was a big freeze in Florida, I was living in Florida. And to see people in Miami who have never felt 40 degrees have to deal with 40 degrees was a wild thing. But you're not allowed to cut people's power. So people were calling and like, hey, you're not allowed to turn my power off. It's the wintertime and it's freezing. And I was like, well, ma'am, technically, that's not a law in your state. She's like, well, I said, because it's never been cold enough to pass that law. So it's not.
It's never been cold enough to kill you.
Right. We're turning your lights off. Your lights are already off. I'll try. But technically, this law does not apply to you because you don't live in Detroit.
Okay. I mean, if you want to miss out on how great winter is, that's you. That's your life. That's your choice.
It happens every year, and I suffer.
All right. Well, look, what we're going to do next, we're going to take things away from our show for a second.
Oh.
We're going to go to another show in the Daily Show podcast universe. We're going to go beyond Beyond the Scenes.
Ooh, with Uncle Roy.
With Roy Wood Jr., correspondent for The Daily Show, host of that podcast. He's going to walk us through some of the behind the scenes between you and I and how this show came to be.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
And we're back, friends. Now to end things off, here's a special clip from the behind-the-scenes episode where Josh and I made a guest appearance. We go deeper into our podcast and we get Roy's input on our very first debate. Conscious rap versus club bangers. And Uncle Roy takes the time to really delve deep into this and really help me help Josh. And when we come to the conclusion that Nuck If You Buck
don't do that
is a modern day Negro spiritual. Act like you've been somewhere before.
Act like I've been. The song is, all right, whatever. Whatever, it's fine. Let's get into it.
I think I'm into this podcast. If this is the type of stuff y'all going to be debating on the Hold Up podcast, I think I see where y'all going with this, because I feel like I'm getting educated about something that I shouldn't even give a damn about. But now I'm fully invested, because Josh, if you're using violence as a metric to decide whether or not a song should be an anthem, our very own Star Spangled Banner.
Bombs bursting in air? Bombs!
The rocket's red glare, bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
They now, just described warfare, Joshua.
How different is that line
are
from
you,
what we hear in Nuck and You Buck?
Are you asking me or are you telling me? How different? That's a war for independence versus a war for no reason.
No, if these niggas got problems.
Violence is violence.
Violence is violence, baby. Because you came over here. Bro.
There was no reason for the violence in Nuck If You Buck to occur.
There was no violence. There was no reason for the war for independence. They could have just been like,
what are you talking about?
Listen, if England would have just acted right and been like, yo, you right. Y'all been over here about 200 some odd years. We ain't really been helping with this taxation without representation. You know what? We should let y'all go on about your business. We should really, you know what? We're across a whole ocean.
There's no way. There's no way.
You have to fight.
Alone in this. This is wild.
Crime Mob says, and I quote, and we Negroes be the hardest. So if a Negro come and run his mouth just like a HO, punch him dead up in his nose, and stomp his ass down to the flow.
Now we nucking and bucking and ready to fight.
How was that different than gave proof through the night that our flag was still there, Josh?
Bro!
Oh, wait. You're posing the question to me.
Proudly fight
She's
valiantly.
The one. She's the one that, oh my God. how is this happening right now? This is crazy. I'm being gaslit. I'm actually being gaslit.
This is not gaslit.
How are you asking me? How are you asking me why my thing is different than the fight? There's no reason for any of the fights in Knuck If You Buck. There's literally so many reasons that we're a country right now.
Listen, it's a country that's been trying to kill us the whole time. When they was fighting for independence, when they wrote the Constitution, it was in a building that slaves built and women couldn't even talk, okay? So explain to me. Listen, in the words of mob wife Drita DeVanzo, okay? People always want to say violence is not the answer, but it is.
Okay. Let me tell you, so in the scenario of the Americas becoming a country, all right, yes. In the scenario of the states, the colonies forming together to build up a constitution and a union, mm-hmm. All right, they felt they needed to fight an oppressive regime from abroad that was taxing them without actually keeping their best interests in mind, so they're contributing over there while the others are contributing over here.
So haters who were coming for their cheese, got it, keep going.
Right.
No.
Haters?
No.
Yes.
No.
You don't think the Brits was haters? Oh, the sunshine we had?
Let them finish, D. Let them finish.
You're right.
And the crime and the violence that is being called for and enacted in Knuck If You Buck is against an unknown party for an unknown reason.
No. You know who the parties are.
There's one line that's like, okay, if they come over here acting like whatever, then we must retaliate.
Stomp him to the floor.
But in the other scenarios, in the other lyrics, even in the chorus, I don't think that any of this has to happen.
The song is called Knuck If You Buck because if you are going to come at us,
You better be prepared.
So the whole time they just living their lives, minding their business. And then someone came over there messing with them. That's the whole point of the song. Knuck if you buck. If you come over here acting a fool, if you acted a donkey, being squirrely, jumping stupid, if you come over here acting a fool, I'm going to be forced to defend myself.
Here's my question to you, Josh. Why does every spiritual have to be warm and loving? For too long as a race, we've been accepting mistreatment. At some point, you have to let people know that you're not, you have to show people how you want to be treated. You got to learn people, as my mama Joyce Wood would say. Mm-hmm. Crime Mob said, and I quote, Josh, "You'll be jawless getting close to me, bullets busting constantly, ravaging your city streets, broken bones lay alone, scattered across the concrete.
And the land of the free."
I can't believe that all this has turned on me. Like, I'm the only one. I'm not saying that every spiritual has to be the same. I'm not saying there's some uniform. I'm just saying that, like, when you look at everything that goes into a spiritual, none of it is this.
Spiritual's all about struggle. You understand? It's
You're
about
tired of
struggle.
Struggling.
It's about struggle. It's about getting through struggle. So you out in the club, mind your business, right? And then somebody starts shit. And now you throwing bows like Johnny Cage. You just came to have a good time, drink overpriced Hennessy in a tiny cup. You know what? This has to do with the fact that Josh said to me one day that Knuck If You Buck sounds like a GED being thrown down the hallway of a juvenile detention center.
And tell me what part of that is wrong.
First of all, elitist. Okay.
Elitist. Regular high school is not elitist.
So let me ask you all a broad question.
Listen, they've been through a couple things. It's going to get scratched off their record when they turn 17 anyway. They're just trying to get an education, Josh. Why was that?
What are you all most looking forward to?
Josh's
your
reaction.
New podcast series. Hold up.
What I'm looking forward to making a sentient point and it being appreciated. I'm looking forward to maybe, I don't know, just throwing something out there that's not that crazy. And then it's actually received.
We hear you, but you're getting rebuttals to things, and it's just like You're like, wow, how am I the nonsensical one? Listen, America was born of violence, okay? America was born of violence. It's been violent the entire time. They killed everybody when they got here. They're still killing us now. So if there's just a song that's like, hey, man, listen, if you come over here starting shit, you might lose a jaw. What is wrong with that?
Okay, look. Whether we're talking food or seasons or music, there's always something for Dulce and I to debate about. And we want to thank you for rocking with us this whole season and throughout this episode. If you're listening to this, you made it to the end. And the next episode is going to be wild.
Wild!
Wild, because wild. It's going to be the YouTube comments episode. We're reading through your comments. Yeah, we look at them.
We're reading through your comments.
I heard what you said.
Listen, I know that I've said on this podcast many times, I don't read YouTube comments because I like having self-esteem. But so what I did is I put my personal feelings aside to look through and see where to love go, where to love be. And come to find out, y'all really do like me.
And look, make sure to listen to Hold Up on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because I can't wait to hear about y'all roasting Josh about saying tomato soup is ketchup.
You're just going to lean on one thing. You're going to hold on to one thing for the rest of time.
You said ketchup was tomato soup.
I heard what I said when I said it.
Tomato soup is ketchup.
Yeah.
Meaning that you're a wild man.
I'm a wild man. Okay. I'll give you both.
You know what? Pour your Campbell's over some fries, bro. Dip a grilled cheese in this condiment.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.